All right. Hello, Detail World. We are back with the another group here. We have the Gonzales group. I'm here, Coach Jacob with the Mighty Fremont Tarzans. I'm here with Coach McVicker of the Englewood Englemakers. How we doing?
What's up? Doing great.
Great. We've got the Gonzales group, as I already announced. We have the number one seed in here. We have the Salt Lake City Dinosaurs by Bills, coached by Bills fan. Quite the coach, quite the pedigree. He graduates the 29-19 class with Elliot Gonzalez as his point guard, shooting guard, combo guard here. And he brings in the 6'11". Gotta love that.
Well, for him, he's got a lot. It's a really good class. You're losing, namesake Elliot Gonzalez, who was a senior, and that's about it. 12 points, 52% shot. He was 6'2", switch between shooting guard and point guard, so he was good enough to start on a team that got to number four, right, in
Probably
the final four
the
picks.
highest ranked guy in the class because it was a 29-19 class, so he might have been the best of that squad because he was the only one starting. So.
Yeah, hold the phone. No way. Bruh, what? Yeah, that class was overranked. That's all right. 29-19, but that's like one player, and obviously the rest of his team was,
Living.
carrying that run for the most part. We love Hayden Garcia. The man's insane. Really good two blocks, 27 points on 56% true shot. Can't wait till we get the transfer portal because obviously Hayden Garcia is much more fit to be an Englewood Englemaker player. But that is all right. We can dream, can't we? And then, locking down the post, Dylan Graham, he does not shoot the ball. He will not shoot the ball. I can
And
tell
he
that he
doesn't want him
lost a
to.
Right, yeah. He lost a bet one time where his team forced him to shoot the ball. It's like when they're like blowing out a team, and you have that one player you put in. It's like shoot the ball, and then he makes it, and it's like everybody goes crazy because he made one shot. That's Dylan Graham. Okay. But that doesn't matter because he's 4-to-1 turnover ratio, getting three blocks, and he's 7-2. Who the frick cares? Especially when you have Hayden Garcia scoring 27 points. Great team. Pull in some solid small guys, honestly. Which is all you needed. Don't need any more big guys. Maybe some backup big guys would have been nice, but you didn't need it. So three solid dudes. I'd say their ranking comes more in the hands portion than it does in the shooting or defensive portion. Which we all know that the computer system loves those hands, big hands fetish for the computer mags. I love Timothy DeBerry, 3-to-3-1 turnover ratio, one block, 14 points, 57% true shot as a 6'6" center. I think he has a lot of options. Literally any three of these guys could take Elliot Gonzalez's spot and play better. It's a good team. I'm surprised they're not ranked preseason higher than this. It's really just that senior class. The preseasons really don't like high ranked young classes, from my experience. So the fact that their seniors are really bad, even though we all know those seniors are going to be NA'd immediately. So whatever. This class is, I think Salt Lake's going to roll over all of us, and we're going to do our best to fight back, but it's just not going to happen. So Salt Lake's a really good team.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's I guess important to know, like, so we have the class he brings in is those 6'3" guys that 18 points per game and 17 points per game on not a reasonably high true shot, but they were playing small forward. So you imagine potentially you put him at point guard and be a reasonably sized point guard. Wonder if those percentages go up. And now he can be close to that 60% mark, or these can mirror the 55. for like a Maxwell or Bage, who both pass extremely well. Yeah, so wouldn't be surprised to see one of them slide in at point guard and be a staple there. Small forward. I think, I don't know who they had last year. They must have rotated them in and out a lot. I think maybe Liam Hopkins maybe was the end of the year. Nope, he was for part of the year. I don't know. We'll see who slides in that small forward position, but it doesn't really matter because Hayden Gracie is going to put 30 points up anyways. And Jeffrey Diamond will come alongside and most likely somebody will shoot out of that point guard position and make up at least 12 points. Elia Gonzalez put up probably more. But this will be a good team. That's all I can say.
Pretty good team. Yeah. They're a little talented, not too much,
As I mentioned in one of the other ones, we put up 75 points on them and they still beat us by 30. So that gives you, that's this team. So we have the two in here. Who's the two in here? I'm sorry, I have my
Is it
two's here.
Pueblo?
Is it Pueblo?
Yeah, it is Pueblo.
Okay,
Pueblo.
this Pueblo. I do have them in order. Okay, cool. Okay, we have the Pueblo Asinines,
Yeah, I don't know
on a
them.
conference 20. I'm not. I'm sorry, Coach. I can't come up with your name fast enough for this to form.
Vopakula.
Vapakula, two.
Yeah.
Don't forget the two. We've definitely done three of these at this point. But they were NTT team last year, 9 seed, finished 22nd. Nice run, Coach, in the tournament. They graduate the 7-18 class, real solid class. Three starters in that, not
That's rough.
surprising. Point guard, small forward, and power forward, all their leading scorers. They bring in the 15-28 class. Hey, that's always helpful. So,
And this incoming class looks better. Like, that just looks so sick.
Halo.
Caleb Wooten. I wasn't on Caleb, but I was really close to be on Caleb. How big of a tie? I don't remember how big of a tie he was,
He
but
was 8'8".
yeah, some
Ains
massive
with them.
stinking tie. He is insane, right? So like 21, 22 points a game on 68.7% true shot. This man shot 57.5% from the field with 48.7% from three on five threes.
With four and a half assists.
With 4.5 assists. Okay, he might be lacking in the defense range, but who the frick cares? So
Literally.
he's obviously gonna have to sit in on the power forward position, maybe center. He might take over at center, depending on where Cameron Humble is, but Humble's a good boarder. He could
I would
bring
say
down those
Humble is going to
boards,
stick
so
just with the boards. I mean, plus you can get Wooden. He will be playing guys his height. He won't have to play any 7'2" boys.
So, obviously that's great. Enrique Alford is really good as well. Some solid hands, really efficient, super efficient shooting, 19 points. Little worried if he's having to fit in on the small forward position. 6'4" small forward in this league is small. My minimum normally is 6'5", but they would even have to have a lot of athleticism to do that. Otherwise, I'm looking for 6'6". So that would be a small forward. But he is really good. So sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. It's a good player. Even Jonathan Miller's not bad at all. Not great defense. Not nearly as efficient. But had some good hands and is still putting up 17 points. So he's got some options. That small forward position is really the big question of who's able to play that for him. Maybe he can find a glue guy. I don't know where. Calhoun is not bad at
Yeah,
all. He's
he
got some
does
really
look
good
good.
hands and some decent steals. So you might look to that and maybe even. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, Calhoun goes there. Maybe Enrique goes shooting guard and Fleming can play point guard, or the other way around. I'm totally fine with the 6'3" shooting guard. But it looks like Fleming had some decent hands in high school. Not great, but decent. So maybe he can play point guard and or swap the two. So it's a good
I
team.
mean,
It's a good team. They don't have the depth, but they have height in the depth. The just height's kind of, not good, but they've got height back there. So it's a solid team. Not surprised if they take a run back at the NTT. And honestly, rough to come up against Salt Lake, but I do think that they have a chance to steal a game from them. It's not as clear cut as some of the other groups that we've talked about. In my mind, they're both Salt Lake is obviously good, and Pueblo is definitely good, but has some more obvious cracks, is what I'll say. But that's gonna be a dogfight. I think that's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be interesting to see if, Cullen Millbrook maybe comes off bench. Hasn't had a ton of a run at any position, but quite the high school player, at least points per game wise. Not super duper efficient, but high enough. But yeah, I don't know if they necessarily, yes, they did lose their top three scorers. But you bring in Kayla Lewin, who basically can fill the gap of a shooter and a half, most likely. Actually, probably. Yeah, he can cover a shooter and a half. And then Enrique Alford, who probably could cover the other shooter. Who might be able to also cover a shooter and a half if you can get him at point guard or something like that, with the assists and the shooting efficiency. This team will at least be able to put up the amount of points they had last year, I think. And could see maybe Calhoun comes in at power forward and you keep Wooten as a oversized small forward. And I would hate to play that, because the dude in destroyed and high school as a small forward, and he would murder everybody again in college as it. So, scary to think about. We'll see what this team comes up with. Think anything else?
Nope, that's good.
No, that's probably pretty good. We got the three seed in here. We got the Ames Thundercats, out of Conference 19, coached by Jacob XC16. Good friend of mine. He was a sorry, PTT team last year, 8 seed, finished 47th, graduates the 72 and 98 class that contained his small forward, Patrick Arnett, his second leading scorer last year. And he brings in the 137-134 class.
That kind of sucks. Other than honestly, Forrest Wray looks cool. I'm a big fan of
Yes.
Forrest. I remember almost going for him. Great hands, solid blocks at 6'8" power forward with two blocks, and really, really good hands. Forrest is the only saving grace of that class, unless you know more than I do. But the other two guys look awful. So
Emery isn't
losing
terrible.
Emory's not bad.
Backup worthy.
Okay, he looks terrible. Anyway, Patrick Arnett, really rough to lose 20 points anytime. I don't care. Yeah, it's just rough. That's hard. So hopefully Austin Aderman from will actually shoot the dang ball, because the man shot 68% shot, true shot on 20 points in high school. I know you're friends with this coach, so I know you guys are handling this. But if he's not at a 9'9", put him at a 9'9". That's insane. Really rough, just reality right there. I don't know if throwing him at, point guard and letting Everett Hall be a small shooting guard just to get Otterman to shoot. Or maybe, Patrick being gone now, they're forced to shoot. I don't know. Forrest Wray is a really good passer. So that he fits in at the power forward or even small forward position super well. Whatever, honestly, whatever Anthony Lee needs, put him there. And then Forrest Wray can probably fit in from there, and then do whatever you need to do to get Aderman and whatever to shoot the damn ball. Because
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's what the sticking point of this team is. Forrest Rae is quite the player. Was a nice clear lead that he got away, got with. He lost a really unfortunate tie, with a pretty good shooter. That was kind of the he had penciled in at power forward at the time, and well, tie didn't go his way, so unfortunate there. But yeah, Anthony Lee, quite the player in high school. Will continue to probably be that in college. But yeah, this team is going to rely on the back if as Austin Intermitt will get the head out of his butt, because I will tell you he is at a 9-9 and he is
Oh my
putting up
gosh.
10 points a game.
What
So
the heck?
yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. So that is that. Unfortunate when it happens, guys. Yeah. Keyshawn Corbin, crazy good support player. 11 rebounds last year, 5.5 assists, 3.5 blocks.
Really good player.
Loved him. Loved him in high school, loving him in college. Trying to hold this defensive team together, or this team together, with his defensive prowess. But yeah. Anthony Lee is gonna be good, and hopefully Austin Enterman will finally get the head of his out of his butt.
I like the team. I honestly do. It's a lot of good role players, not the highest class rankings, but a lot of good role players. And so I can't wait for Aiderman to, figure out his personal drama so that he can actually play some basketball. But it's just so unfortunate.
We got so moving on to the last team. We got the Lake Tahoe Crusaders, Conference 28, coached by TGB Titty2. PTT team last year, 14, finished 4-38. So tough first loss, but really nice run after that. They graduate the 233, 238 class. No surprise, no starters. And they bring in the 232, 242. So if you're doing that math, not any better. It's
Not any
not
better.
worse.
He's like, I can swing for the fences, and he swung and he missed, which is just unfortunate because that freshman sophomore class, you really have one more year to put some solid people behind him. Otherwise, you kind of miss that opportunity. I was on Adam Holyfield, kind of sad to see that guy go not my way. He hasn't played to the defensive level that I would have expected him to do from high school, but his hands have been even better. Holy is a good player. Yeah, those freshman sophomore classes and now sophomores, juniors are decent. I think he'll be another kind of middle of that pack, low hundreds. I don't really see any different changes in this team. Obviously, you're not going to want to play any of the new guys coming in. They are all garbage. Other than maybe Bradford's got some good hands, but he looks like terrible shot and terrible defense, so probably not worth it. So it is what it is. You take the risk sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't pay off.
Yep, that's what it is. His team really could use some more defense. Didn't have the greatest defense last year.
Right.
But with giving up 48% for the field, which isn't actually terrible, but could have used a little bit more defense and didn't get any. So they will run the same squad back, and hopefully another year of development for the freshmen. Nathan Bruckham and Valentin McNeil will contribute some more points to the game for McNeil, hopefully. He definitely is capable of it since high school. 60% true shot, 21.7 points per game. So hopefully he can bump those numbers up. Orion Wilson also, hope he had a little bit less points per game this last year than he did his freshman year. So hopefully he can get back same efficiency. So hopefully he can get back up to scoring well. Yeah. That is about what we have for this. Hopefully for the development of Valentin McNeil.
Yeah.
To put a
All
few
right.
more points. So,
Overall,
yep.
I'm actually going to take a hot take on this. I'm looking at the schedules. I'm taking Pueblo. I'm taking Pueblo over Salt Lake. I know it's crazy. I'm not sure I'm right, but Salt Lake has to go up against Plainview, Ann Arbor, and Hershey. Who, if you look at Hershey Colts' new freshmen, while they're not ranked super well, they're super tall and they're getting a ton of freaking blocks, which is essentially what that team was missing. And so I like them. I like them. Just real quick looking at them. James Leal, I know, was a sick player. Anthony Stevens, I know, was a sick player. So like I think they may have gotten what they needed. Like Wyatt Blackwell was a 6'11 power forward getting 10 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2.6 assists to 1 turnover. I like it. I think there's a chance here that Pueblo takes that, and I'm gonna go with them. My hat's in the ring for them. Otherwise, obviously, it's all Salt Lake. Ames might throw the dart to decide which one goes into it. If they beat one and not the other, then that would be the other charter. But I'm gonna say Pueblo's got this.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if just another time talking about Hershey, but if Hershey would run a 7 foot into the Antonio Mitchell with a 7-1 Doran Ludington, yikes, that is not fun to play against two 7 footers. But that's besides the point. I am going to stick with Salt Lake. I got thrashed, and I don't want to. I'm not gonna bet against the thrashing. So, but I will agree the schedule for Salt Lake is a lot tougher. Ann Arbor is not a fun team to play against. Plainview, we've covered them. Pretty solid team too, and Hershey we just discussed. So, definitely a tougher way to get there. I think they can handle it. But yeah. Plainview's got an easier path to walk into that Salt Lake game, which is maybe the deciding factor in this, unless if Ames can upset one of them. That's what we got. Thanks, Coach, for being among us, and we'll talk
Absolutely.
sometime later.
Let's do it.